Our top stories this hour. A new report by the energy regulator says the power grids of Australian cities need to be better connected to avoid blackouts in the future. In a major report, the Australian energy market operator recommends a multi-billion dollar investment in two electricity interconnectors. One would be between South Australia and New South Wales, and the other between Tasmania and the mainland. One of the central figures in the Four Corners Northern Territory child detention investigation that sparked a royal commission has had his say in court today. Former Don Dale inmate Dylan Voller says he was denied food, water and a toilet as punishment while being held in territory detention centres. The US President-elect Donald Trump has questioned whether the US should continue its One China policy. In an interview with Fox News, Mr. Trump said that without concessions from Beijing on trade, he didn't see why the US should be bound by the policy. The Collingwood players Lachie Keefe and Josh Thomas return to the club today as their doping suspensions come to an end. The pair are serving two-year suspensions for taking a banned drug, but are free to resume training with 2 months left to serve. Thomas and Keefe's bans will run over in February.